DW.
The African barn owl is a rare bird residing in the deep cave at Kikambala. It's not territorial, but has regular hunting habits and often returns to the preferred feeding station. The cave tour guide hushes everyone, requesting that they walk silently and talk quietly so as not to spook the birds. The cave is estimated to be 60 feet below sea level and is home to the owls and other birds. Abdallah Kahindi is one of the tour guides here.
According to African folklore, owls are associated with a bad omen. They say that when an owl hoots, death will occur. We've worked to remove the negative attitude that their hoots are a bad omen, and we looked for a place where we can conserve them. When we came to the cave, we realized there are many owls here, and that's when we started to take care of them. There are some tourists who come to camp here to see the owls, and we use the money made from the tourism to sustain ourselves financially.
Owls mainly feed on small rodents, snakes, bats, lizards and insects, but exploit other locally abundant food. And their leftovers are crucial to finding where they like to nest.
I'm holding rat's bones in my hands. Owls eat rats and small birds, and when they're done eating, they drop the bones down on below. It's a clear indicator that their nests are on the upper side or ceiling of the cave. Another indicator are their fecal droppings.
Before the abolition of slave trade during the colonial era, this cave, which is located 300 metres from the Indian Ocean, was used as a hideout by the male natives to escape Arabs who were looking for them. Now this cave is also sacred to the Mijikenda community. Hussein Ali is one of the Mijikenda elders who are always clad in a traditional red waist wrapper. He says the owls are intelligent and friendly.
We look after these birds, and their droppings are used while planting crops. They drink water from an underground spring in this cave. This cave was created by God. No human being built it. These owls are intelligent and understanding. When you come here, they look at you to see if you will give them bananas or not. They are like human beings. We don't allow anyone to chase or harm them. When they hoot and you have a sick person, you should rush him or her to hospital.
Usually, the owls can only be seen early in the morning and late at night. But for visitors during the day, the Mijikenda elders have found a way to coerce them out, the native music and whistling from Elder Nzuru Mulewa. When they hear it, the owls will slowly come out to enjoy the music.
There are blessings in this cave. People come here to kneel and pray. When I come here, I always whistle, and then the owls come out from their hiding places. When visitors come here and they request to see them, I whistle, and as usual, they come out.
Being on top of the food pyramid, owls act as an environmental indicator. Their numbers and breeding success acts as a pointer to the status of the environment. A decline in their number is an early warning for environmental degradation. However, with support from the local villagers, the owls and their habitat may be in good hands.
DW.